Good brother.
Who has a hymn for us to begin with? One of the children. I'll have to pick somebody if I don't see any hands. This girl. Number five.
Oh, happy day that makes my joy.
And girls, before we do anything else, let's ask the Lord to help us, okay?
An old man, and he was getting older and older every year, and he never would come to the Lord Jesus and ask to have his sins washed away. He would never do that. And the young people would plead with him and tell him that, you know, you're getting older. You need to have your sins washed away. Well, this one day, Uncle Dave was coming down the hall. And at the end of the hall, this man was sitting on his bed. And he had in his hand a piece of paper. And he was crying his eyes out. You know what I mean by that? He was bawling. Just crying and crying. And Uncle Dave went into his room and he wanted to know what the problem was. And this man had this letter. And he showed Uncle Dave and it said something like this. I hope I have the story right. He said, you know, this letter is from the Queen. The Queen of England, I have this letter. You see, Canada used to be a colony of Britain. And so we still have the Queen as our, or the King and Queen of England as our Queen or King. And so this man had this letter from the Queen of England. And when somebody turns 100 years old, the Queen sends a letter signed by her to that person. And it has their name on it and everything. And so this man had this letter, and he was sitting on the bed, and he told Uncle Dave, he said, "You know what? The Lord Jesus waited for 100 years to save me. 100 years. That man was 100 years old. And he realized when he was there and he saw this letter that the Lord Jesus had waited for 100 years to save him. Now, I'm not going to recommend that you wait for 100 years to accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior. That would be a terrible thing for me to recommend. You know, a few months ago, my dear wife went home to be with the Lord Jesus. Now, what would have happened if she'd have waited for 100 years? She died when she was 40. And you know, there's people that have died when they were young. The Lord hasn't promised us a long life. But you know, this morning you can have your sins washed away just where you are sitting this morning. Just by asking the Lord Jesus to come into your heart, to wash away your sins. And then we can all, you can sing this hymn in truth the next time you sing it. When Jesus washed my sins away. Now, I want to tell you another little story. There's a man that was here 27 years ago because I came with him. It was my first time when I came to the conference in Walla Walla. And he used to like to preach the gospel a lot. It was my Grandpa Wakefield. And I remember him telling me, well, as a boy, I was 14 when I came and he died that year. Went home to be with the Lord Jesus. He said, "Paul, you know, I never heard about the Lord Jesus until I was 24 years old. 24. And he was so thankful for what the Lord Jesus had done for him that his desire was to be a gospel preacher and preach about the Lord Jesus. And the first time he ever had the gospel was in Montreal. And there was an old lady there. And she said to another old lady after the first time Grandpa Wakefield had the gospel, she said, "You know, that poor man, he's never going to ever be able to preach the gospel. He just can't do it. He doesn't have it." And you know, I'm thankful that he preached the gospel many times, and I think he was a help to me to see that I needed to have my sins forgiven. You know, boys and girls, it's a privilege for you to be here this morning when you're little. There's lots of people in this world that have never heard about the Lord Jesus, but you have. You're hearing about him right now. And you know, it's such a privilege when we're young to come to him, to get to know him. Let's sing a couple more hymns and then we'll read some verses, okay? Who else has one for us? Justin. 26.
There is life in a look at the Trinity, bright one. There is life at this moment for me. Then it looks in their look unto him and be saved, unto him who was nailed to the tree.
Someone else have a hymn for us. This boy here.
24.
24?
We'll sing first and last of 24 too, please.
We know there's a bright and a glorious hope, away in the heavens high, where all the redeemed shall with Jesus dwell. But will you be there and die? Will you be there and die? Will you be there?
Well, it's time for another little story, children. There's a boy back home in the Sunday school where I go to, and his name is Travis. And Travis is a happy little boy, and I'm happy to say that Travis told his dad a while ago, actually, I guess it was a year ago or so, that he loved the Lord Jesus. He loves the Lord Jesus. Have you ever told your dad that? That'll make your dad very happy. But most of all, think how happy it'll make the Lord Jesus if you come to Him this morning, if you haven't yet, and have your sins forgiven. He'd be very happy for you to come. Well, I want to tell you about Travis. Every Lord's Day at Sunday school, Travis always gives out the same number. And in our hymn book at home, he gives out number 25. And number 25 is a verse that we read in Proverbs chapter 20. So if you have your Bible, children, turn please to Proverbs chapter 20. And we're going to get one of the children to come and read verse 11. Who would like to come up beside me and read verse 11? I'm going to have to pick somebody if I don't see any hands. This girl over here, would you like to read it? This thing here carries your voice, so you speak loud.
Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure or whether it be right.
Excellent. And this verse is absolutely true. And we know it's absolutely true because it's in God's Word. And God's Word is absolutely true, isn't it, children? Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right. I was thinking about what I would say today in praying and asking the Lord for help. And we've had a happy conference, haven't we? And perhaps there's some things, boys and girls, that you haven't been able to understand very well. And you know, I'll have to tell you, there's some things that are hard for me to understand too. But you know, the more often we come to meeting, and over the years, if the Lord leaves us here, you'll learn more and more and more if you pay attention. The Holy Spirit will teach you as the Word of God is read and you hear it. So even a child is known by his doings. maybe I should tell you another story. Who here thinks that I was a good boy when I was little? Jake, do you think I was a good boy when I was little? You do? Well, my brother is here. Maybe I should ask him what he thinks. He's shaking his head no. Does that mean I wasn't a very good boy? That's what it means. Do you think that I was a bad boy a lot of time when I was little? I was. And, you know, that's not something to be happy about. That's something that makes me sad when I think. You know, there were times when I would go to my down the hall and I would see my dad kneeling down beside the bed, and he was praying for me because I was a bad boy. And you know, my mom told me when I was a little bit older, and I still remember this, she said, "Paul, you know, you were such a bad boy when you were little. But," she said, "you know, one time you told me that you'd come and ask the Lord to wash away your sins. And after that, you're a better boy." You know, if you're a boy and, or a girl here this morning, and you just don't ever seem to be able to obey your parents, and to be happy, and to stay out of trouble, maybe it's because you're not saved yet. That was my problem. I didn't have the Lord Jesus as my Savior. And you know, once I came to the Lord Jesus and had Him as my Savior, He gave me a new life with new desires to please Him, and gave me the power to be able to do what was right for the first time. And it's a privilege, boys and girls, to be able to do what's right. But only the Lord can give us that power in the new life. And so if there's somebody here this morning and you were like me, you had a hard time being good because I couldn't in myself. I would be bad time after time. But the Lord Jesus, He helped me. And I was just thinking of this verse in Proverbs chapter 20. Because, you know, it's important, boys and girls, that we come to the Lord Jesus. And that's the most important thing about this meeting this morning. If you haven't asked the Lord Jesus to be your Savior, won't you do it now? It's so important. It's the beginning, isn't it? Now, I want to talk a little bit more about us as children. You know, there's a young people's meeting. If you look on your little card, children, you'll see that there's one for young people. And we had a couple or two for young people. We had them already. And the men who spoke, they spoke to the young people. And they made it very direct. And it was a help to me, too. I listened in, even though I'm not a young person anymore. But this meeting is for children. And so I'm trying to make this as simple as I can. And I want to speak now from God's Word about some children. Because it's important that we're saved. But once we're saved, then it's important how we live for the Lord Jesus. How we please God, isn't it? And I want to spend a little bit of time talking about children in the Bible and how they pleased God or didn't please God. So let's turn over now to 1 Samuel. Chapter 2. We're going to talk, with the Lord's help, a little bit about Samuel. When he was a child, just a little boy. But before we do, we're going to talk about two other boys. And this is kind of sad. It says in 1 Samuel, if I can find it, 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 12, it says this very, very sad verse. It says, "The sons of Eli..." And then we'll leave out a couple of words, and we'll go to the end of the verse. "Knew not the Lord." The sons of Eli knew not the Lord. This is sad, isn't it? Is there a boy here this morning and you don't know the Lord? You know, yesterday in the Bible reading, Mr. Hendricks very tenderly entreated anyone in the room who didn't know the Lord to come to the Lord Jesus right then. Now, is there somebody that doesn't know the Lord? And I want you to ask that question in your own heart. You don't have to answer me, but you do have to answer the Lord. Do you know Him? These boys, they didn't know Him. And this is sad, because you know, these boys were bad boys. Very wicked boys. And later on, two chapters over in chapter 4, they died because they were so wicked. You know, it's so important for us to know the Lord. And when we come to the Lord Jesus when we're children, it's a blessed thing. Because often we're saved from such sorrow and sin in our lives. You know, my father, my dad, he got saved when he was 17 years old. And he told me with tears one time that he wished that he got saved when he was younger, but he didn't, even though he had the opportunity to. And because he waited till he was older, there were many things that came into his life, sad things that he never has been able to forget about. Even though the Lord Jesus washed away all his sins when he asked the Lord to do that, he can still remember sometimes, and the devil brings back things that he's sorry about because he didn't come to the Lord Jesus when he was little. Now let's turn over to chapter 3. We're going to read this part of this chapter about Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 3. And we're going to read about dear Samuel, and we're going to read about how he came to know the Lord. 1 Samuel 3, verse 1. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, Here am I. And he ran unto Eli and said, Here am I, for thou callest me. And he said, I called not. Lie down again. And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again, Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I called not, my son. Lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth. And the Lord said unto Samuel, Behold, I will do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of everyone that heareth it shall tingle. In that day I will perform against Eli all things which I have spoken concerning his house, which I began, and I will also make an end. Verse 15. And Samuel lay until the morning, and opened the doors of the house of the Lord, and Samuel feared to show Eli the vision. Then Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel, my son. And he answered, Here am I. And he said, What is the thing that the Lord hath said unto thee? I pray thee, hide it not from me. God do so to thee, and more also, if thou hide anything from me of all the things which he said unto thee. And Samuel told him every whit, and hid nothing from him. And he said, It is the Lord. Let him do what seemeth him good.
Now verse 19, children. And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. Well, we've read most of this chapter together, and it says in verse 7 that Samuel did not yet know the Lord. And this is a precious verse to me, because this verse implies that Samuel was just about to get to know the Lord. And is there somebody here this morning? Perhaps you're just a little boy, maybe you're only 3 or 4 or a little girl, and you're just about to get to know the Lord. Maybe this morning you're going to get to know Him for the first time. Wouldn't that be wonderful if you got to know the Lord Jesus here in Walla Walla this morning? You know, Samuel didn't know Him yet, but the Lord Jesus was about to speak to him, to call His name. And everybody here this morning has a name. When Justin gave out his hymn, I said, Justin. And I knew his name. But the Lord knows your name this morning, and He's calling your name. And His desire is that you would get to know Him this morning. Right now, if you don't know Him already. You know, we've read about those other two boys. It doesn't say there were two, but there were two. And they were bad boys. And they never got to know the Lord Jesus. We read about them in the chapter before. But you know, Samuel, he did. And he got to know Him this very day that we read about. But there's a few things about Samuel I'd like to point out. Because it's important for us, those of us, even as children that belong to the Lord Jesus. You know, Samuel was a very respectful boy. Very respectful. You know, just think about how he spoke to Eli. Perhaps Eli was a very old man at this time. We don't know exactly, but maybe. And he spoke very respectfully to him, didn't he? Isn't that important for us children? To speak respectfully to those that are older? To everyone, actually. Now, Samuel was very diligent too, wasn't he? Because as soon as he heard his name called, he went right away to see if he could be a help to this old man Eli. Isn't that nice? You know, sometimes we don't like to help out the way we should. But you know, when we belong to the Lord Jesus, this is very important. This is one of the ways that we can show by our doings what's inside. And hopefully everyone here is right with the Lord Jesus in our hearts. Now there's some other things about Samuel. Samuel was, well, the Lord called him 3 times, didn't He? And every time, he went to Eli. You know, he didn't just say, oh, he's calling me again. I'm tired. I want to go to sleep. I don't have time for this. He was very patient, wasn't he? And that's a wonderful characteristic for children, isn't it? So may it be that those of us who belong to the Lord Jesus would have a desire, by the way we live, to be like this boy Samuel. He was a very good example to us. So then the Lord Jesus in verse 10, He called His name twice. And to me that's very special. Our brother Jim here spoke on this a while ago at home. And he told us about the times in the Scriptures when people's names were mentioned twice in a row. And it was encouraging to me. And this is one of the instances where the Lord called Samuel. Samuel. And that's very special to me because the Lord Jesus was very diligent in searching out little Samuel. And this morning the Lord Jesus wants you so bad that He's calling your name over and over again. Do you hear Him calling your name this morning? If you've never come to the Lord Jesus to have your sin, we read a couple of those verses, but the Lord Jesus, God was going to bring a judgment upon the house of Eli because of the sinfulness of his boys and so on. And you know, this is something that's very important for us to get a hold of. And that is that the Lord Jesus is very loving and He's calling your name this morning. But you know what?
if you reject him, then there's going to be judgment for you. And I want to tell you another little story, boys and girls, because stories used to help me understand. And I want to tell you about one of my customers and her husband. Uncle Dave and I and Norman at home, we've been working for these people for some time. It was a little while ago. And you know, the lady was just such a nice lady. She was so patient, so kind, so thoughtful, and she was always happy and cheerful. And I commented on it to Uncle Dave a few times and to Norman. And one day I was working at the house and I said to her, you must be saved. You have to be, because you show so perfectly in your life. Now, she does sin. She isn't perfect, but so often she's so cheerful, so nice, so happy, so kind. I said, you must be saved. And the lady looked at me and she said, well, we don't, in my church, she says, we don't call it that. But she says, I know what you mean. She told me that she loved the Lord Jesus. And you know, I believe that in her simple faith in the Lord Jesus, that she's going to be in heaven someday. And she shows by her life that what's inside is real. And this little talk this morning to you children is important for you to realize that, you know, we can show that we belong to the Lord Jesus, yes, by what we say, but also by how we live. And this lady showed me that she belonged to the Lord Jesus by the way she lived. But I want to tell you about her husband. It was a few months ago, and I'd spoken to the lady maybe 2 years ago, and we'd had our talk. And then a couple of months ago, I spoke to her husband. I'd been waiting for an opportunity. And there'd been some trouble in Iraq, and the price of gas was going up very quickly at home, and people were getting pretty worried just as to where things were going in the world. And I said to this man, I asked him about his soul. And you know, he didn't really want to talk about it too much, but he's worried about what's going on in the world right now. And I told him about his wife. And I said, you know, your wife has something very, very special. And I said, you know what, you got to have it too. You need it too. You know, his wife, I believe, is trusting in the Lord Jesus. But as far as I know, this man is not. And is there somebody here this morning that's not trusting in the Lord Jesus? That's a terrible thing, not to trust him, not to know him. And this man, I'm afraid, does not know the Lord Jesus as his Savior. And you know what he told me? And I want you to listen very carefully, children, and you see if you think that this is good enough for this man to get to heaven. He said, you know, the priest told me a while ago that if I'm going to get to heaven, it's going to be by holding on to the coattails of my wife. And I said to him, and I said his name, I said, that is not good enough. You need to know the Lord for yourself. And I quoted that verse to him, every man shall give account of himself to God. You know, boys and girls, it's not good enough that your dad and your mom love the Lord Jesus. You need to too. You need to have your sins forgiven. And if you've never come to the Lord Jesus, if you don't know him, won't you get to know him this morning? He wants you so bad, he's calling your name over and over and over again this morning. And you need to say, here am I. Just like Samuel did. And Samuel heard the message when he was obedient to God. When he said, here am I. And he heard that message, he got to know the Lord. So is there a boy or a girl
here this morning that's trusting that because their dad or their mom or their brother or their sister or their uncle or their aunt or anybody else is going to heaven, that they're going to get there too? Each one of us has to know the Lord ourselves. What a privilege to know the Lord Jesus. Now, there was a verse on the Sunday school paper, and I want someone to put their hand up who knows what it was. We don't have time right now to have everybody say it, but maybe somebody would be happy to say the verse that was in the Sunday school paper last week. Who can help me out? Mr. Bauman said it pretty good the other day. He was passing out pads, and he said he was looking for a victim. So I'm going to have to pick somebody. Alex, do you know the verse? You don't know it. Okay, well, you listen very carefully when somebody says it. Any of you girls know it? How about you three? No helpers today? Justin.
To forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
1 John 1:9. Excellent. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's a blessed verse, isn't it? Wouldn't you like to have your sins all washed away right now? There's only one person in the whole world that can do it, the whole universe. That's the Lord Jesus. He's calling your name this morning, and He would be very happy to wash away all your sins. But you need to get to know Him this morning. You need to come in all your need and ask Him to be your Savior, to wash away your sins, and He'll do it. It's not good enough just to trust somebody else to take you to heaven. Only the Lord Jesus can do it. Let's sing another hymn, and then we'll pray. One from the back this time of the hymn sheet. Let's sing number 44. A story about a little boy. And you know, when I was a little boy, there was an old brother in the meeting in Ottawa where I grew up. And I love this. I loved him very much. And one day he told us about this little boy that was dying, this gypsy boy. And you know, I used to think that this story was about some little gypsy boy in some far-off part of the world. And you know what he told us? He told us this little gypsy boy died in Ottawa. This was a story about a little gypsy boy, this hymn, about a little gypsy boy that died in Ottawa. That made it a little closer to home. And you know, this is just a little boy, and he died. But this little boy was trusting in the Lord Jesus. He got to know the Lord Jesus before he died. You know, how would it be for you, boys and girls, if you died? If you're not trusting the Lord Jesus, then you won't be like this gypsy boy. You won't be safe. And may it be that if there's anyone that's not saved this morning, even if you're older than a little child here, there's somebody that's not saved in this room. Won't you come to him in your need and get to know the Lord Jesus this morning while there's time? Shall we ask his help and blessing? Blessed Lord Jesus.